You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In November 2019, the autonomous region and island of Bougainville held a referendum to decide whether they should express a desire for independence instead of continued autonomy as part of Papua New Guinea. The result of the vote saw a landslide 97.7% majority vote for independence and would see Bougainville seek to replace South Sudan as the newest country in the world. Yet despite this, Bougainville remains an autonomous region of Papua New Guinea 6 years later. This difficult transition period has resulted in political tensions rising between the island and Papua New Guinea. However, the recent signing of the Melanesian Agreement in June is seen by experts as a significant step towards independence for Bougainville. To talk about why the situation has dragged on for so long and what we can expect moving forward, I spoke to Gordon Nanau, the head of Pacific Studies at the University of Auckland. For those who aren't aware, could you explain why Bougainville has been pushing for independence in the first place?
Okay, I think to go back to the Bougainville crisis is the basis of why these discussions are happening. There was a civil conflict. There's a longer history behind it, but there was a conflict from 1988. It's commonly known as the Bougainville crisis. I think it resulted in, you know, more than 20,000 people killed. And so they, you know, over 10 years or so, there was that conflict. And they initially met in Wellington, I think, New Zealand, to discuss and agree on a peace deal, which is to stop the fighting and then the beginning of the peace process. So I think this is a continuation of that, and Bougainville wanted to be an independent state from Papua New Guinea even before the crisis. So this is a process where the Bougainvillians are pushing, or they are progressing their wish for a politically independent Bougainville, independent from Papua New Guinea.
And given that independence was voted for by 97% of the region 6 years ago, what has stopped them from seceding from Papua New Guinea?
The 97% that you mentioned was based on the referendum that they carried out, and obviously majority of the Bougainvillians wanted independence. But I think there is also the process that, you know, there's a legitimate process that they wish to follow, and I think it's guided by processes in the UN for Bougainville to have that autonomy that they've been calling for over the years.
Can you explain what the Melanesian Agreement is and why you think this is a significant step towards independence for Bougainville?
The Melanesian Agreement, as I've said earlier, is a continuation, or it's a step within the peace process, and basically focusing on that referendum, the results of the referendum that you mentioned earlier, the 97%. And I think part of the Melanesian Agreement was to see how best they can take that, you know, that referendum result, which is at the moment non-binding, through the process of parliament, or through the process of the Bougainville Council, I think, to bring that into the discussions. So the process to legitimize that, the outcome of that referendum is important. I think that's the step to recognizing that outcome is an important part of this Melanesian Agreement that you mentioned.
Why is the Bougainville situation important for other regions in the Pacific or around the world?
Yeah, I think it's important in a few fronts, I guess. One is there's looking at it from the Papua New Guinea side of things, there is the caution that maybe it can potentially lead to other regions in the country interested in becoming independent states. There's that caution that is, I think, appreciated in the process. But the other important point from where I'm standing is, the importance of groups or islands that probably dissimilar, they're not related and are being lumped together as a country due to the colonial process. And this is an opportunity for that decolonization process or that autonomy to be given to those kinds of communities. So there are two positions in that discussion. One is, will this encourage other regions to ask for their own autonomy? And there's also this position that I think it's right for people who regard themselves as one and are different from others who have been, they've been lumped together as a country due to colonial processes to be given that autonomy. But I think these are very simple things that I'm mentioning. They're more complicated than what I've just said.
And looking ahead, just because Bougainville's separation from or independence from Papua New Guinea hasn't been too smooth, do you think other nation states or autonomous regions also wanting independence will take confidence from the situation, or will they have become more skeptical?
The case of Bougainville is different, or is peculiar in the sense that a lot of lives, a lot of properties were destroyed in that process, and it has been that call for independence, that call for autonomy has been ongoing since even before 1975, when they got that independence from Australia. So in that context, maybe it may make others struggle a bit more if they're calling for similar kind of autonomy, because they may not be well established or well recognized, or it's probably not a historical process as was the case in Bougainville. And as I've said, I think the Bougainvillians went through a lot, especially the civil crisis, the Bougainville crisis that resulted in many lives lost. I think that made that situation, the Bougainville situation, different from maybe other calls for autonomy in PNG.
And what possible outcomes do you see for Bougainville in the next few years?
Yeah, I think that's up for Bougainville and Papua New Guinea to agree on. But I think from understanding the history, looking at the history of the Bougainville crisis up until now, I think they will be pushing for independence, and I think they would be pushing for an independent Bougainville, but maybe while maintaining their historical and very close relationship with Papua New Guinea and, of course, the neighbouring Solomon Islands next door.
And that was Gordon Nanau on the situation in Bougainville and what we should expect moving forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.